Call House Judiciary Committee meeting to order. Today is Thursday, May 10th. Let the record reflect it is 1:57 p.m. Today we have present Representative Groh, Representative Carpenter, Representative Eastman, Representative Gray, myself, Chair Vance. I would like to remind committee members and those in the audience to please silence your cell phones. The staff assisting us today is Kevin Allen with House Records and Talia Ames of the Juneau LIO. Thank you for your work. On today's agenda, the committee will take up House Bill 4, Elections, Repeal Ranked Choice Voting, in its second hearing. And we are having this this committee on a non-committee day, specifically to be able to take up public testimony. And we give our apologies to the public who has been waiting. We had an extended floor session as anticipated during this time of year. But I want to give an opportunity for every voice to be heard, so I will now open public testimony on House Bill 4. You will have, due to our limited time constraint because of another committee meeting after this, I'm going to limit the testimony to 1 minute, and my apologies, I know that is a very short amount of time. But you can submit your full written testimony to house.judiciary@akleg.gov, and it will be uploaded to the record. But I would like to invite anyone in the room who would like to provide testimony at this time.
Thank you, Chair Vance.
Please state your name for the record and begin your testimony.
My name is John Sonnen, and I'm here representing civilized humanity, birthing from across the pond there on Douglas Island. 1 minute. I think the partisanship that this bill provokes is not just provokes, it ensures is a partisanship that is destroying E Pluribus Unum. We have to get back to working together, and belief that my way is the only way is what is killing us. So, put it bluntly, I'm opposed to any obstruction of that unum, and this bill is intended to galvanize the zealotry in one mind that they are the God. So do not pass this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Sonnen, for your testimony. Is there anyone else in the room who would like to provide testimony? Thank you. We will now move to the LIOs. So we now have Don Roberts and Kodiak. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute. Mr. Roberts? Nope. Not seeing. We will come back around to you. Let's move to the Anchorage LIO. We have Julie Lucky. Please state your name for the record, and you have 1 minute.
Good afternoon, Chair Vance and members of the House Judiciary Committee. For the record, my name is Julie Lucky. I'm the Executive Director of Alaskans for Better Elections, and I'm representing them today. Alaskans for Better Elections opposes House Bill 4. What we hear from voters is that they want legislators who share their values but will work together to solve the problems that face our state when they reach the Capitol. They want competition for their vote and freedom to vote for their favorite candidate without splitting the vote and contributing to their least favorite candidate winning. They want to empower legislators to work on their behalf, to be able to make the tough decisions in the best interest of their community, and in the end, be accountable only to them. The current election system prioritizes those values: voter power, choice, competition, and accountability. What we saw in 2020 is that the system works to allow competition while reducing the spoiler effect. We saw in the races where ranked choice voting came into play that the winner had a similar political ideology with the candidate that was eliminated in the first round. Requiring candidates to earn broad support directly from their constituents at every step of the election process increases accountability to the people who elect them and rewards legislators who put their constituents first. For these reasons, Alaskans for Better Elections supports keeping our election system intact and opposes passage of House Bill 4. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Lucky. Next, we will go to the Homer LIO. We have Ms. Delano West. If you would state your name for the record, you have 1 minute.
My name is Delano West. Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I represent myself, and I support HB 4. I strongly encourage you to support HB 4 as well, because I believe that the vote, we weren't fully informed of what the proposition to entailed, and I feel like we were tricked and lied to and cheated. So I ask you to please repeal ranked choice voting. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Ms. West. I think that's probably a record because you still have 23 seconds left. Next, we have Mike Jones. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Mike Jones, resident of Homer, representing myself. I fully support HB 4 and ask you to repeal ranked choice voting. Being new to Alaska, I was surprised to see Proposition 2 was allowed to be on the ballot. A simple reading of the proposition made it clear that it contained two separate and distinct issues that were not related. Do you want ranked choice voting? Do you want to stop dark money from influencing elections? The language on the ballot seemed to emphasize the ranked choice voting aspect of the proposition, but the dark money aspect was where all the advertising focused. It's very easy to see how someone could vote for this proposition solely based on the concern about dark money, not realizing the unintended consequences of the ranked choice voting mechanism. It's ironic that the proposition appearing to eliminate undue influence in Alaska elections was supported so substantially from out-of-state interests. Implementation of ranked choice voting has created doubts in the honesty and transparency of our election process. Eliminate ranked choice voting and restore trust in our elections. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today.
Thank you. Right on the button. Next, we have Ms. Brenda Edens. If you would please state your name for the record, you have 1 minute.
Thank you, Representative Vance. I'm Brenda Edens from Homer, representing myself. I fully support HB 4 and ask that you repeal ranked choice voting. It is, in my opinion, not the will of the majority of the people of Alaska. I attended public meetings before the election that educated people on how ranked choice voting worked. I listened and explained it to many, many people over and over to help them understand how to vote. I don't think many could explain it to you months later. Elections across the country are already viewed as being suspicious. Ranked choice voting adds significant confusion and multiplies suspicion in people's minds. Simply voting for one person seems to be simple, fair, and results can quickly be obtained. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Edens. Next, we have Eileen Becker. If you would please state your name for the record, you have 1 minute.
Yeah, I'm Eileen Becker, Homer, Alaska, District 6. Thank you so much for having this hearing. I'm very much supportive of House Bill 4. I've worked quite a lot dealing with people when it comes to the petition drive. And with that, I've not run into very few people that agree that ranked choice voting is a good idea. There was a confusion. A lot of people avoided even voting. And then when we had to sit for 2 weeks and wait for the outcome was just ridiculous. We need to have a real primary where the different groups can pick the actual candidate that they prefer, not have such a deluge of like 45 candidates all running at the same time. The jungle primary was horrible. Dark money and ranked choice voting were two of the issues that were on the ballot. There should have been only been one. A judge here in Alaska ruled in favor of going ahead with the petitioning, which was against the law. So, I would really much support House Bill 4. I think that it would bring back the true intent of voting. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Next, we have Pam Brody. If you would please state your name for the record, you have 1 minute.
Thank you. I'm Pamela Brody. I live in Homer. I oppose HB 4. But I want to say, first of all, that I was an election worker last year in 2022, also in 2020. 2018 and 2016. So I'm familiar with the old system and the new system. We were very concerned that there might be problems with this. In the beginning, I asked everybody who came in if they had any questions, but I stopped doing that because most people rolled their eyes and said the only problem was that they had gotten too much too many times the educational information, and they understood it perfectly well. But we were careful when we gave everybody a ballot to make sure they understood it. And one question came up over and over again. Do I have to vote for somebody I don't like? We said no. And the people were relieved about that. Some people volunteered they didn't like the new system. Some people volunteered they liked it. But and there were more spoiled ballots than ever.
Thank you, Ms. Brody.
Excuse me, there were more spoiled ballots than ever, but they were all corrected. There was no problem correcting them. I feel confident that everybody in Homer 1 voted the way they intended to vote.
Ms. Brody, please wrap up your testimony.
Okay. I believe that this was passed by the voters, and I believe it should not be repealed except by a vote of the people. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. We have completed the LIO testimony, so now I'm moving to the phone lines, and we will begin with Donna Steinfurt. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
My name is Donna Steinfurt. I live in Eagle River, House District 24. I am testifying in opposition to House Bill 4. As a 28-year resident of Alaska, I and many other voters in the voting precincts where I have worked for over 20 years were very frustrated that closed primaries did not permit us to vote for the candidates of our choice because we could not cross party lines during primaries. As a longtime election official, I found that once voters understood the system, they generally liked it. Ranked choice voting has forced candidates to speak to the issues and their action plan rather than just sending out misleading and often false statements about their opponents. It has forced candidates to realize they have to work towards solutions once they are elected rather than stonewalling their opponents and accomplishing little or nothing while in office. It reduces the stranglehold of political parties on our election process. By ranking candidates, I am given a greater voice in choosing my elected representatives. I strongly urge you to vote no on House Bill 4, and I thank you for the time to let me testify.
Thank you for your testimony. You are right on time. Next, we have Micah Fry. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute. Micah Fry, can you hear us? We can circle back around to Micah Fry.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Excellent.
Please
Thank
state
you.
Your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Yes, I'm Micah Fry, and I want to speak to two arguments I've heard in favor of this bill because I am decidedly against HB 4. First, I've heard people say that for this bill, we need to return Alaska to one vote, one person. Honestly, I like how that statement rings. It makes sense that there are some times when people should be able to directly, without any intermediary or representative, make simple decisions. Electing their representatives is one of those times, and deciding how they elect their representatives is another time. So it would fail me when someone claims that one vote, one person is their reason for reinstating an old voting mechanism, when exactly the one vote, one person system was used to establish that the people wanted ranked choice voting. It's even more astounding when those one vote, one person pretenders then go through representatives to try and undo the decision the people already made directly. Now, I've also heard others say that people's minds have changed or they were deceived. Fine, perhaps Alaskan people don't want the RCV anymore. So then let's take it to a ballot measure. Alaskans know how to express their desires in the election box. Why
Mr.
wouldn't
Fry,
you let
you
them do so again?
Your testimony?
Maybe it's because you already know the Alaskan people would reject this bill outright.
Thank you, Mr.
Alaskan
Fry,
people
for your
are
testimony.
Smart. They understand that when they unambiguously state that they want one thing and their representatives change it out from under them.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we will go to Diana Carbonell. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
For the record, my name is Diana Carbonell. I live in Homer. I'd also encourage everyone to vote against HB 4. I was a poll worker at the first time it was used. And yes, more people than usual messed up their ballots. But because we were using electronic voting machines, their ballot would be rejected. We would educate them about what they did wrong. and they were able to successfully vote. So out of 2,000 people who voted that day, nobody was disenfranchised by this. Also, it was the will of the people. I really get irritated when I hear you say that that HB4 is the will of the people. If people are that upset about it, they can go through the whole system that got that got ranked choice voting in place. Thank you.
Next, we will go to Sue Bernstein. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
Hi, thank you. Sue Bernstein from Anchorage, Alaska. I strongly oppose House Bill 4. Some of the comments made from the other day was, I believe, the naysayers are not liking the outcome of the election, and that's no excuse for opposing open free choice voting. And the other comment that there were delays due to ranked choice voting, and I think it has more to do with many more states opting to go for mail-in voting, and the tabulations take longer because of that. And I don't believe that they need to be blaming that on ranked choice voting. I feel that the naysayers just can't accept change very easily, and they think up of a lot of excuses why something isn't going to work. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. You are right under the button. Next, we have Patrick Campaign. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
Perfect. Hi, my name is Patrick Campaign up in Anchorage, Alaska. I'm here calling in to oppose House Bill 4. This particular bill is retracting something which, again, was voted by the will of people. In addition, it gives opportunities for people to put in as their ranked choice vote options the ability to save multiple thousands of dollars of public funds for runoffs and repeated voting experiences, which dissolutes a lot of the population for having to go back to the bill polls again, as well as for candidates to spend a lot of extra money purely for publicity's sake to do effectively the same thing over again. I work with a number of nonprofits, grassroots, ones with a lot of very young adults in their 20s and early 30s, and this was actually a big groundbreaker for a lot of them, feeling like that their vote actually matters. So this actually helps out multiple groups, multiple people, as well as the candidates themselves, for getting an honest vote and getting a proper representation of the people who are interested in voting. Thank you very much. And again, I oppose House Bill 4.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Liz Vasquez. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Yes, my name is Liz Vasquez. I'm a resident of Anchorage, 40 years. I fully support HB 4. It is not really the will of the people. It was advertised as eliminating dark money, and a lot of voters relied on that representation, that this would, in fact, eliminate dark money. Unfortunately, it doesn't. And a lot of outside money came in to support this resolution. So a lot of people were confused once they found out what it really meant. It really casts doubts and lacks transparency. There's no way of auditing the final voting results. And when you look at what really happened at the ballots that were cast, the least popular candidate, which is the bottom line, got elected because of the reshuffling. I mean, those people that decided not to rank choice and just voted for one person,
thank
basically
you,
were disenfranchised. So I fully support HB4.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Santa Claus. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Good afternoon, Chairman Vance and committee members. This is Santa Claus from North Pole calling in to oppose House Bill 4 and to support retaining ranked choice voting in open primaries in Alaska. Prior to RCV, the Republican and Democratic parties monopolized our elections, controlled the primaries, and decided who ran and who didn't, even when there were plenty of other qualified candidates. We we should have an opportunity to choose a candidate who best represents our values and interests, especially if our candidate has tremendous grassroots support but may not have a huge cash war chest, a political party's endorsement, or out-of-state financial support. Knowing they are ranked, all candidates become less divisive during campaigning and there are no runoff election expenses. Our CV reduces partisanship, encourages more candidates to run, including independents, boosts voter turnout, and takes power away from special interests and out-of-state influence. That's why a majority of Alaskan voters already approved ranked choice voting in open primaries. I oppose House Bill 4, and I support ranked choice voting in open primaries, and I thank you all for your consideration.
Thank you, Santa Claus. I expect that I will be getting coal in my stocking this year since I don't want to Santa Claus. But I appreciate your testimony today. Next, we will go to James Brody. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
Thank you. My name is James Brady. I live in Anchorage. I'm representing myself. I am strongly in opposition to House Bill 4. I think that ranked choice voting is working for both state and national races in Alaska. It's moving us away from the polarized politics that we've had and giving us, the polarized politics are just giving us nothing but gridlock, and our representatives have been very ineffective. I think that ranked choice voting is moving us away from that, giving us people that are willing to be more moderate and work across the lines and be more effective. I think ranked choice voting gives a better results, better represents the will of the majority of voters. And, rather than a win or lose kind of, voting, structure, ranked choice, gives you an opportunity to have a second choice in the event your first choice candidate doesn't win.
For me,
That gives me a better voice in the outcome of the elections. And I also just wanted to say that I was a volunteer poll worker in last November as well. And I echo the testimony of other poll workers that, it was not difficult. People were well educated and informed.
My apologies for mispronouncing your name at the beginning. Thank you for your testimony. Again, my apologies for the short time frame of providing 1 minute, but I am trying to make it where every voice can be heard in the time constraints that we have today. Next, we have Catherine Schultz. If you'd please state your name for the record, you have 1 minute.
My name is Catherine. And I speak in favor of HB4. For all the reasons that have been coherently stated prior to my call. But I would also like to add to those people who are concerned about overruling the choice of the people, our history is pretty rife with the will of the people being inappropriate sometimes, and this is one of those times. I do feel legislators are elected to represent the people, but also to represent, to make good choices on behalf of the people. And that certainly has been done in our history from the Revolution through the Civil War and to just name a couple. So I would encourage you to vote in favor of HB4. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Schultz. Next, we have Eric Zuber. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
My name is Eric Zuber. I represent myself. And I just want to say that while I am in opposition to HB4, I think it's a little more than a power play by politicians to undo the will of the people. We've already said what we wanted. And I love ranked choice voting because it allows us to vote for who we want, who we really want, instead of having to feel like we need to vote for against somebody we don't want. And this happens when you see that your candidate is not the most popular amongst what's on the TV or whatever, or the most heavily financed, and you're led to think, well, I need to vote for the guy that's got the most financial backing so that this other guy doesn't get in. So basically you're voting against somebody instead of voting for the person you want. And ranked choice voting eliminates that. That's it.
Thank you. You were right on time, Mr. Zuber. Next, we have Cynthia Warbelow-Tack. I apologize if I didn't pronounce your name correctly. If you would state it for the record, you have 1 minute.
Hi, this is Cindy Warbelow-Tack in Fairbanks. I am speaking in opposition to House Bill 4 and asking you to vote against it. 68% of verbal testimony so far has been against the bill. And in 2020, a majority of Alaskans voted in favor of open primaries and ranked choice voting to make it current law. We elect our legislations because we trust that your priority will be to carry out the will of the voters. Voting in favor of HB 4 is clearly a vote opposing the will of the voters, and it's a blatant violation of this trust. And I would just ask that you respect the input of the majority of your constituents instead of imposing your own personal and political agendas. These last elections with the ranked choice voting are the first ones in which I have voted for the person I want instead of voting against someone that I didn't want. And I'd like to add that I find it a little disrespectful to that people use the argument that Alaskans are not capable of understanding ranked choice voting. I don't think it's that difficult, and I think we're smarter than you might think. So please vote against House Bill 4. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. And I just want to announce that we are going to close the availability of the phone lines because we are full, and I want to try to get to everyone. So stay online if you're online, and we'll try to get to you. But we need to have a hard stop before 2:45 to be able to vacate the room for the next committee. So next we have Casey Adderhold from Homer. Please state your name for the record, and you have 1 minute.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Casey Adderhold, and I am a resident of Homer, Alaska. Today I'm representing myself, and I am speaking in opposition to House Bill 4. Ranked choice voting was adopted in our state after being approved by a majority of Alaska voters in 2020. The system is a simplification requiring only one primary ballot that all voters use regardless of party or political affiliation. Adopting ranked choice voting gives voters more voice in who's elected. You can confidently vote for your top choice candidate knowing that if they are eliminated, you can still provide your say in the remaining candidates. I caution all representatives not to override the voice of the Alaskans that voted to adopt ranked choice voting in 2020, the same voting system that resulted in the fair election of each and every one of you in 2022. I respectfully encourage my representative and sponsor of this bill, Representative Vance, to withdraw House Bill 4. Thank you for your time and consideration of this testimony.
Thank you, Ms. Adderhold. You are right on time. Next, we will go to Mary Walker. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
Yes, for the record, my name is Mary Walker, and I live in Homer, Alaska, and I strongly oppose. I don't think there's much more I can add to what others have already said so wonderfully, but I voted in favor of ranked choice voting, as did the majority of Alaskans, and when there are so many pressing matters to attend to, I do not understand why the House is spending so much time and effort repealing something that the majority of Alaskans voted for. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Sally Rue. If you would please state your name for the record, you have 1 minute.
Thank you for the opportunity for public testimony on HB 4. I'm here this afternoon to testify in opposition to this bill. I'm a 46-year Alaskan, have been an active voter all my adult life, have been involved in elections and campaigns in a variety of ways over the decades. I admit I was curious to see how the change to ranked choice voting would work, especially having the first try during a special election with minimal time to educate voters and for the Division of Elections to adjust their protocols. I think it was quite successful. The division did a good job, and many respected organizations helped educate voters about the new voting system. Voters rose to the occasion and learned how to use the ranking system. There was not rampant confusion, as some had warned. Coupled with returning Alaska to open primaries, which had been a respected feature of our election system until recent years when one party closed their primaries, the new voting system responded to the desires of most Alaskans to have the opportunity to elect people who are more representative of the majority of Alaskans. We need elected leaders who can work together for the good of the majority. I believe it would be a serious mistake to repeal these voter voting reforms now. We should respect the will of the voters in passing this initiative and see how it works for several election cycles before making any radical changes.
Thank you, Ms. Rubin, I hope you will. Testimony. Please wrap up.
Thank you.
Next, we have Janice Banta. If you would please state your name for the record, you have 1 minute.
Hi, this is Janice Banta, a 40-year Alaska resident. I'm speaking in opposition to House Bill 4. I was one of the majority of Alaskan voters that voted in favor of ranked choice voting in 2020 because it ensures that those elected have done so with a true majority of the voters. It's a fair process and promotes outcomes that appeal more broadly to the general public. We've only had ranked choice voting for one election, and you're already proposing to do away with it, undermining the will of the public you serve. Please withdraw the bill and focus on Alaska's far more pressing needs, such as education and people leaving Alaska, making this a place where people want to come. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Colleen Bridge. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
My name is Colleen Bridge. I am a 70-year-old lifelong Alaskan. I have been registered to vote for over 50 years and voted faithfully in every election. I have been declared on my voting registration as a nonpartisan, unaffiliated. The terms have changed over the years, but I have remained an independent Alaskan voter. The current data shows that most voters in the state of Alaska are not affiliated with a public, with a political group. And I am one of those people who's unaffiliated. I was very irritated when the primaries closed several years ago because it prevented me from voting for the best candidate in my own mind. I have voted in the most recent election for Republicans, for Democrats, for independents, and I like the flexibility of being able to do that. I find no problem whatsoever with ranked choice voting. It's as if we save the money for having runoff and special elections.
Ms. Bridge, please wrap up your testimony.
Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you so much. Again, I appreciate everyone being brief in your testimony and trying to get as many people heard as possible. Next, we have Heather Gottschall from Anchorage. If you'd please state your name for the record and begin your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members of the committee. My name is Heather Gottschall, and I am calling in to support House Bill 4, and I urge you to repeal ranked choice voting. Ranked choice voting disenfranchises voters, especially groups that have historically been marginalized in the state. Voters all across the state have expressed their distrust in ranked choice voting. Likewise, the algorithm that ranked choice utilizes can't be audited to hand count. It relies on the computer's algorithm. Additionally, the elongated period of 2 weeks to wait for the results of that election is not fair. Moreover, if voters all across the state were clear on ranked choice voting, then bipartisan campaigns to educate voters on ranked choice would not have been needed, but a lot of money was spent and will continue to be spent to educate and inform voters in the case we do not repeal ranked choice voting. I don't think that ranked choice voting or open primaries represent the will of the people, because I've talked to people all across the state who have told me that they thought Prop 2 was to eliminate dark money from coming into the state and had no idea that they were actually voting to radically reform our election process through open primaries and ranked choice.
Thank you, Ms. Gottschall. Please conclude your testimony.
Thank you for the ability to provide testimony. That's all. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next, we have Jonathan Carroll. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
Jonathan Carroll. I'm in District F and District 11. I just want to state my opposition to House Bill 4. I am actually a Republican and always vote Republican, and I have seen the effects that the prior voting system had on people that I know and that I love, and seeing the ditches that it causes everyone to go into. What I noticed about this new one that the voters put into place was that instead of it being, you had to go towards loving people, really, is the bottom line. And the more that we care about our neighbors, the more that we care about the issues that are important to others, even though we hold strong beliefs in the issues that are important to us, the better we all are. And I believe that this voting system brings out the best in our candidates. It is so easy to go into the ditch where we think the most people are going to support us. And I would just ask this committee to oppose this bill. This is not something that is either A, good for the people, or something that the people fit in. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Carroll. Next, we have Deborah Nance from Ketchikan. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Hello, my name is Deborah Nance. I'm from Ketchikan, and thank you so much for the opportunity to comment today. I am calling to, I'm representing myself, and I'm calling to oppose ranked choice voting. I think that from the very beginning, when it was first introduced, the wording was deceptive and obscure, and it was made a lot of people vote incorrectly. I believe that ranked choice voting is confusing, underhanded, and just plain wrong. I am one who has done my homework in trying to learn and understand what ranked choice voting is, and the more I learn, the more I'm opposed to ranked choice voting, and I ask you to please repeal it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Eric Henderson from Soldotna. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Hello, my name is Eric Henderson from Soldotna, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I felt like my voice has been heard when I could vote for the candidate that I wanted to vote for and not feel like I was compromising my vote. Yeah, I think that this bill has been brought forward by the people of Alaska, and if we want to repeal it, then it needs to be up for vote by the people of Alaska again. All right, I rescind the rest of my time. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much. That's very generous. Next, we have Art Warbelow from Fairbanks. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Yes, my name is Art Warbelow. I'm a resident of Fairbanks representing myself. I've been a resident of Alaska, entire life of Alaska, and a few years under as a citizen of the territory of Alaska. I'm opposed to House Bill 4. It was an initiative passed in 2020 by the will of the people, and it should not be overruled by the legislature. I've heard testimony here today that people didn't understand what they're voting on. However, I haven't heard anybody that voted for ranked choice voting saying that, only the people who are unhappy with the results of the initiative. If this law is passed, I would immediately support a new initiative to reverse this law and reinstate ranked choice voting. In addition, I would suggest that we should probably attempt to cripple further the power of parties that are willing to overrule the majority voice of the voters of Alaska. I oppose House Bill 4. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Alex Copland from Homer. If please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Yeah, this is Alex Copland, Homer, 35-year resident. 1 minute. Sherrick, I mean, how many people on the committee? This has been really interesting. I have 1 minute and I have to dissect so much so quickly. I'm opposed to HB4. I love ranked choice voting in open primaries. More and more states are going to it. It's just they understand that more choices and more opportunity creates a better form of government where we don't have extremism and we have more understanding and talking to one another. Having this bill out there when we have Senate Bill 138, it's really going to help voting. A lot of good things on that bill coming up. You know, let's just move on to the things we need to get done. We do can use the. You guys have heard everything. You guys know exactly. I have nothing to add. Some beautiful things were said today. I'm impressed. Let's do the ballot initiative. Go that route. It's easier. It's the will of the people. Do it again. I love listening to the people and support. So thank you for your time, and good luck with your job ahead of you guys. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Copplin. Next, we have Earl Williams, Jr. from Sitka. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
My name is Earl Williams, Jr. I'm from Sitka, Alaska. I oppose HB4. I want to keep voting for ranked choice voting and keep it there. I support ranked choice voting. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Williams. You've given a lot of time for people. Next is Sandra Myrop from Anchorage. If you would state your name for the record, you have 1 minute.
Thank you. My name is Sandra Myrop from Anchorage, speaking opposition to House Bill 4. At first blush, when ranked choice voting when the issue first came up, I was very skeptical. Then I began to learn about it, and there are so many positives, and right now I cannot think of any negatives. I love that our primaries are, in essence, open again. So voting now is about the person running for office and not about the party that they belong to. I felt like I was so much more informed about the candidates running in the last election. I like the fact that ranked choice voting eliminates runoff elections, making voting seasons shorter, and it saves taxpayers money as well as the candidates. Ranked choice voting has been vetted and already voted on by Alaskans. What is the problem? I'm very surprised that HB 4 is even under consideration right now. Chair Vance, I also am hoping for no coal in your stocking in December. So please repeal this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Next, we have Aaron McKittrick from Soldovia. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Hello. My name is Aaron McKittrick, calling from Soldovia, representing myself. I oppose HB 4. A lot of the arguments in favor of this bill center around Alaskans being stupid or confused. I believe Alaskans are smart, independent-minded people, mostly unaffiliated with any political party. I believe they knew what they were voting for when they passed the initiative for ranked choice. They knew who they were voting for when they used the ranked choice system to elect candidates from all across the political spectrum. And they know what you are doing, trying to overturn the will of the people. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Debbie McKay from Kenai. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Hi, my name is Debbie McKay. I live in Kenai, Alaska, and I have been here for 35 years, and I oppose House Bill 4. I believe the ranked choice voting worked extremely well last election, and that the Division of Elections did a great job explaining how the new system worked ahead of the elections. I support open primaries. No matter what party I am affiliated with, I should have the choice to support the candidate that is most closely aligned with my values. Sometimes that's a Democratic candidate, and sometimes it's a Republican, sometimes it's an independent. Voters have spoken on this issue and made their position clear. I hope the legislature will respect the voters' will and will commit to supporting our choices. I thank you for allowing me to speak.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Alan Straub from Eagle River. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Hi, my name is Alan Straub. I live in Eagle River. I was born and raised in Alaska and have voted in every election in Alaska since I became eligible to vote 48 years ago. I'm strongly opposed to HB 4. The voters approved ranked choice voting. To repeal it does nothing but undermine the will of the voters and will serve to further erode our confidence in the legislature. Of course, sore losers of the last election will beat a drum and try to repeal ranked choice voting. And the political parties would love to close the primaries again and allow the old cronies in the party to be able to cherry pick the candidates they are running. Ranked choice voting is by far the most fair method I have ever seen to choose our elected officials. And I felt better about how my vote was counted in the last election than any other I've ever participated in. Please reject HB 4 and keep ranked choice voting in place and respect the will of the electorate. And for the record, it's not an algorithm.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Bert Holing from Big Lake.
Yeah, I'd like to celebrate choice voting right now. There's no will of legislators.
No, they're going to Alaska, but they did in California.
Bert, are you available?
Yeah. Hold on 1 second, please.
Okay, take care.
My name is Bert Huffelling. I'm 100% for HB4 and of it happening. The ranked choice ballot that was put on to the election process there was spoiled. We were supposed to have a one-subject ballot measure that is supposed to happen, and this time we had four. We need to eliminate the process of our judicial branch being able to class our laws to their own advantage to be able to elect people that during the grassroots movements of 2020, we removed many of those people that are now sitting in Juneau because they didn't work for the people. And ranked choice voting allowed those same people that we Alaskans individuals worked tirelessly to remove got back in again and look at the mess that we're in down in Juneau this year. It spells it all out for everyone to see. Repeal ranked choice voting. Bring us back to an accountable method of our elections. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Teresa Roble from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Hello, my name is Teresa Roble. I'm calling in from Anchorage, House District 17. I wholeheartedly oppose House Bill 4. Our system of open primaries and ranked choice voting was approved by a majority of Alaskans. It is wrong to pursue a legislative change to a voter-approved initiative so quickly. I'd also like to speak in vehement support for open primaries. I am a registered nonpartisan. I have felt much more empowered in my vote to be able to choose from the list of all approved candidates. It feels more fair than deciding to choose which ballot I'd want to use as I would have in previous primaries. It also encourages candidates to build a wider coalition instead of relying on minority power in their party to propel them forward. We've seen this in Republican and Democrat primaries. I do not understand what is wrong with Alaskan voters desiring candidates to become more in tune with the constituencies they are seeking to represent. Elected officials should not feel threatened or oppositional to an open primary system. If there are concerns by an incumbent or first-time candidate that they will not have a large enough coalition and the full constituency they seek to represent to be chosen as the top four through the primary, why should that candidate be eligible for the general elections? I urge you to reject this bill. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Irene Wartnick from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
Hello, my name is Irene Wartnick, and I live in House District 14. I'm calling in strong opposition to HB 4. Both ranked choice voting and the open primary are very popular in Alaska. Other states and communities are looking into adopting these too and are using Alaska as a guide. I wish that we had ranked choice voting for local municipal elections as well. While this is a good system anywhere, it works particularly well for Alaska, where a large portion of the electorate identifies as independent. The bottom line is that Alaskans voted in favor of RCV. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Peter McKay. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Hi there. My name is Peter McKay. I'm a voter from Nikiski. I really like the recently enacted ranked choice voting. Ranked choice voting has restored my faith in elections, and I feel like it's given the power of choice back to the people. Ranked choice voting was enacted by voter initiative. It wasn't even close. The people spoke. House Bill 4, the bill you're considering and may vote on, would undo the choice of the people of several state of Alaska, and it should not be considered. Please drop this bill in the trash. Respectfully, thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Jeannie Kirkland. Please state your name for the record and begin your testimony. You have 1 minute.
Hi, my name is Jeannie Kirkland, and I'm from Valdez, and I have been in Alaska for over 45 years. And I have never been so frustrated with the last election. The ranked choice voting, in my estimation, was not a representation of the people. And I fully support HB 4. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Ricardo Ledman from Anchorage. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
This is Ricardo Lepman, and I'm from Anchorage. I oppose House Bill 4 and support ranked choice voting. It allowed me to look at candidates beyond just what the parties put forward, and therefore I can find the candidates that more exemplify the values that I had. And by having a choice allowed me to rank from first down to third or fourth of who I thought were the best candidates, and it's a wonderful opportunity I first saw in Canada, which has successfully been using ranked choice voting for years. It's so wonderful that it's been brought to Alaska. I'd like to also see it at the municipality. It's definitely I'd love to listen to Mr. Carroll, who is a Republican, who also supports this. It shows that Democrats and Republicans can gather around ranked choice voting. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. And we have four more callers. If it's the will of the committee, I'm going to let them finish up so we can vacate the room. Next, we have Deborah Rudis. If you would please state your name for the record, you have 1 minute.
Hi, my name is Deborah Rudis. I live in Juneau, Alaska. I'm calling in opposition to House Bill 4. I do believe there was no confusion on ranked choice voting from everyone I spoke with. We had many discussions about it at my book club and other organizations and groups I am affiliated with. We've got the explanations were clear and well presented. We also felt as though it was a citizen's initiative to have ranked choice voting and it should not be repealed. So please respect the will of the Alaska voters and do not vote in favor of House Bill 4. Thank you very much for this time.
Thank you so much. Next, we have Charlie Stewart from Halibut Clove. Please state your name for the record. You will have 1 minute.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Please proceed.
Hey, I'm opposed to this bill. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm opposed to this bill, and I think it's in real poor taste to go against the will of the voters this fast. You guys haven't accomplished anything as legislatures in terms of a balanced budget or increasing revenues to help fund schools or anything like that, and this is how you choose to spend your time. Frankly, you should be embarrassed. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your testimony. Next, we have Cheryl Kajan from Palmer. If you would state your name for the record, you have 1 minute.
Hi, my name is Cheryl Kajan from Palmer, and I am in full support of HB4 and thank Representative Vance. And this bill was brought with several million dollars from outside donors, and the will of the people was subverted, I feel, in how the election of this bill occurred. And it suppressed the vote. Our vote has been suppressed. And people did, older people especially, feel disenfranchised and were not able to make full use of their vote. And that includes my husband, who is older than me. And if you're younger, computer literate, I just don't believe in diluting our vote. I believe in electing the best person. Our feelings really don't matter, but electing the best person and fully representing Alaska. Sometimes feelings are hurt. That's part of life. And
thank you for your testimony.
Thanks.
Next, we have, lastly, we have Jerry Fogg from Seward. Please state your name for the record. You have 1 minute.
Jerry Fogg, Seward, Alaska. I am for HB4. I'm for a one person, one vote, and for all the other countries or states that have it. They are trying to repeal it. You can see how bad Canada is with it. So I want you to repeal ranked choice voting. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And I just want to say thank you. We did get through all of the callers today, and I appreciate how brief you were because it allowed us the allotted time that we have to utilize this room. Again, if you did not have an opportunity to call in, you can provide written testimony to house.judiciary@akleg.gov, and it will be uploaded to the public record. So I will now close public testimony on House Bill 4. My apologies for the brief committee time that we have on this today. It is kind of the nature of where we're at. I will set House Bill aside, and as a reminder for the committee, the amendment deadline for this bill is today at 5 p.m. That concludes our business for today. House Judiciary Committee will meet again on Friday, May 12th at 1 p.m. per floor to continue its work on bills previously heard. Seeing there is no other business before the committee, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect it is 2:51 p.m.